The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert, Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels, combined with the wisdom of Tarot, and create the magical life you deserve.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the Angel Tarot Show. I'm Radley Valentine. Now, this month, I have been sharing something very special with you. I'm calling it the 12 Days of Holiday Magic, and I'm spreading that holiday cheer in two parts. Last week, I presented to you concepts 1-6 that came to me via messages from the angels blended with intuitive card readings. This week, I'm here for part two, where I will share with you the sage advice that the angels have shared for days 7-12. This is all meant to help you to ramp up the joy this holiday season while also beating back the challenges. Now, if you missed parts 1-6, don't forget to go back and give that a listen. It isn't necessary that you listen to the two parts in order, so feel free to go ahead and get this week's messages and then circle back to the angelic wisdom from last week. I don't know about you, but this is by far my favorite time of year. And I do hope that these 12 magical messages will lift up your spirits and bring you wonderful things to think about. So without any further delay, here are the next 6 days of holiday magic. So here's our stocking and here is our card. And the card says, your vibration is rising. Your vibration is rising. This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You are evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency. But you know what? Sometimes with cards, what I notice most is the image. And here we have this woman, and she's really smiling. She's possibly even laughing. And that's my point of today's video, is have a sense of humor about the holidays. We put a lot of importance on the holidays. And so it's equally important that we laugh if things don't go quite the way we were hoping them to, that we find time to laugh in the holidays. If our kids do something hilarious, laugh it up. If something breaks, instead of getting upset about it, just go, you know what? Ha ha. I'm going to like let my vibration stay high during the holidays by laughing off the problems. And if you need to, get yourself a ridiculous suit and wear that if that helps you to get through. Get yourself some antlers. Actually, I highly recommend getting antlers. I think antlers are really super cool. I might wear these for the rest of the videos. No, probably not. But anyway, I really actually do like this suit. I don't know. I thought it would just be stupid. So that's so me though, right? I laugh a lot. And so I'm telling you, be like me this holiday season. Be in touch with your inner child. Have fun. Laugh it up. Stay in a place of humor about the holidays and get yourself a cool suit and some antlers. Mm-hmm. You should. Hi, everybody. It's Radley. It is day 8 And so this is an important message, and it's an important one for you to pay attention to. So we have our stocking, right? And we have our card. And the card is number 24, prioritize self-care. The card says, you do so much for others. It's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you. Prioritize self-care. We really get ramped up in doing for others during the holidays. And it's important that we do things for ourselves. I have a dear friend named Susan Dentino, who is a Hay House author, and she buys her own Christmas gifts and wraps them and then gives them to herself. And it's like, whatever prioritizing self-care looks like for you, if that is a day where you just turn off and don't do anything, because that's prioritizing self-care. If it's a bubble bath, if that's prioritizing self-care, if it's a massage or some essential oils that make you feel better, buying your own flowers at the grocery store, whatever it is that makes you feel like you are giving love to yourself, that is really important during the holidays. And so I want you to think about that. What does that look like for you? I'm going to give you a second. What came to mind? What was the first thing you thought of when you thought, if I was going to prioritize self-care, if I was going to take care of myself, if I was going to give myself a Christmas gift, even if it's just a Christmas gift of action or a Christmas gift of inaction, what would that look like? How would you take that advice and make it real? So this is the stocking. This is the card. And it's a great one. The card says, welcome abundance into your life. It says, prosperity is on its way to you. Have faith that source will heal any financial challenges. So as we go into this time of amazing optimism, joy, and enthusiasm for the holidays, we come into this place where emotions can help to manifest what it is that we want to have in our lives. And so it's a great time to really think about, what do I want to bring into my life from a standpoint of prosperity? Now, do you know another thing that is the fuel for your manifesting? It's gratitude. So have a look around at your life. Where is it that you can say, I am grateful for this, or I am grateful for that person, or I am grateful for the things that are happening in my life, or I am grateful for the things that I know that I'm going to manifest in the new year? Gratitude is a powerful way to have abundance and prosperity come into your life, because when we are grateful and we have that sense of, I am enjoying what I have brought into my life, we bring more positive things into our lives. When we go into this place of focus about the things we don't like in our lives, then we go into a place where we're bringing in the negative stuff too. I'm certainly not going to tell you that law of attraction is easy. But most people can look at their lives and say, there are these things that I am grateful for. For example, I'm grateful for this little hat and its little jingle bell. Okay. I'm also grateful for this jacket, and I'm grateful for this beautiful brooch, and I'm grateful for the tree behind me, and I'm grateful for my little girl who is sleeping right here beside me. I am grateful for all of these things. I am grateful for you for watching these videos with me and coming along with me on this journey of the 12 days of Oracle cards. So think about it for a minute. What are you grateful for? Take a moment to tell your angels, to tell the source, divine, God, goddess, whatever word you want to use, how grateful you are. And also tell the people around you who you love and you are glad to have in your life that you are grateful to have them in your life.
Are you looking for a new and empowering lens through which to view your life and your health? Then register now for Get Healthy with Sound, a weekend workshop with Eileen McCusick, an innovator in the fields of therapeutic sound, electric health, and the human biofield, May 24th to 26th at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn easy and accessible techniques to reduce stress, improve focus, and increase energy. Learn more today at eomega.org/thrive.
Here's our stocking, and here is our card. Now, the card today is called Regain Your Focus. And this card, when it comes to the holidays, is talking about repositioning your focus to the things that truly, truly do matter. Things like family and friends. Maybe it's chosen families, or maybe it is partners, children, the people in our lives that really, really make the holiday season light up for us. When we have these people in our lives, it's important to focus on that and not get so caught up in some of the other trivial things that happen during the holidays, but instead to be completely in a place of blissed out gratitude for people. So where is your focus at this moment for the holidays? Are you still in this place of freak out for gifts or freak out for travel or freak out for anything like that? By the way, I am wearing emerald green today. And the reason partly for that is because I know travel can be really stressful during the holidays. Emerald green is the color of Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Raphael is the archangel that protects and lords over travel. So ask Archangel Raphael to help you with your travel plans if you have any. Otherwise, Raphael is also about matters of the heart. So tell the people around you how much you love them. Tell them how much they matter to you, and make sure that you have your focus in the place where it really, really, really needs to be in this holiday season. Hey, everybody. Here we are, the 12th day of our 12 days of Oracle cards, working with Archangel Michael's Sword of Light Oracle cards. So here's our stocking. Here's our card. And I started the series by being really personal with you about some of my holiday traditions, some of the things that I truly value in my life, whether they're old or whether they're new. And so I thought I would end the season of our Oracle card track through the 12 days by also sharing with you a little bit of more personal stuff. Now, the card for today is Embrace This Magical Moment. Embrace this magical moment. You are in the perfect energetic space for manifesting miracles. Allow your wishes to be fulfilled. So I think that's really, really perfect because Christmas Eve is upon us. And Christmas Eve is probably my favorite day of the entire year. It means a lot to me. It was my mother's birthday, as I shared with you in a video before. And so the very first thing that I will do is I will get up and I will get some pink roses. Those were my mom's favorite. And in our household, if you told my mom Merry Christmas before you said Happy Birthday, you were in a lot of trouble. So the 24th had to be about her birthday because she grew up with that and feeling eclipsed by the season. And in fact, there's a funny story about that. She had three brothers who were older than her, and they wrote a letter to Santa and said, "Santa, we want a red wagon and we want a baby sister," in that order. So I will take pink roses to my special place. I have a garden that's a part of the city park that I go to where pink roses grow. I didn't know that when I chose it, but pink roses grow there. And I will take her pink roses and I will leave them on the bench beside me. They always vanish. I like to think that she takes them. Then I will come home. And if there are any gifts that are left to wrap, I will take care of it, though that's highly unlikely at that late stage. And I will play Christmas music. I might watch one last Christmas movie, but probably not, because Christmas Eve is very poignant for me. I love the going within that is a part of that day for me. Lee will work all day long. He's in retail. And so I will have the day to myself. And I will think about what I'm grateful for. I will think about what's coming next for me in 2023. I will cook. After 15 years with Lee, it has turned into a tradition for us. So I will cook this meal that is his favorite meal. He will come in after having worked the Christmas season, and he will be one pooped little boy. And but he will be excited for the meal, and we'll have that. And then we will open one present. We only open one on Christmas Eve. And pretty quick, he's going to fall asleep pretty quick. And then the next morning on Christmas Day, I will wake up and I will be jumping up and down like a five-year-old, like the five-year-old that I am, not being able to stand it until we get to opening presents. But I will have to wait because I will make breakfast. And then we will open gifts, and then we will go out for Christmas dinner. That's something new that started when we moved here. Partially because everything was in disarray still by that time. But we found that we loved it. We found that where we live, people dress like this to go to Christmas dinner. And so it's elegant and it's fun, and it means no mess and no cleaning up and no any of that. Our relatives are on the other side of the country, so no one's coming for Christmas dinner. But that's okay. That's okay, because it's just a beautiful, profound day, my favorite days of the year. And that's what I'll be doing. I will be absolutely embracing the magical moment. And I hope you will too.
So there you go. There are your final six pieces of advice for having a magical holiday. Again, if you missed last week's messages, head on back to the Angel Tarot Show to add those to your holiday repertoire. Oh, and please do check out our holiday sale at radleyvalentine.com/sale to explore our collection of energetic stocking stuffers. I do truly hope you have a magical holiday season. I know I'm going to. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm Suzanne Giesman, and if you've ever wondered about life after death or if it's possible to connect with a higher consciousness, I invite you to join me for my podcast, Messages of Hope. It's my mission to share with you that our loved ones who have passed are always with us, and we are so very loved. I want to teach you how to live a consciously connected and divinely guided life. Listen here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network.